The best way to stay up to date with the SoCal Sound is by signing up for our email newsletter. Get the inside scoop on station events, ticket giveaways, and pre-sale opportunities. Go to thesocalsound.org and click sign up for the email newsletter at the top of the homepage.
Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? Thank you so much for pressing play on this bilingual sound session. And also, thank you in advance for not going straight to the music, because we will get to that music soon. Don't you worry, it's going to be a good one. And as the title suggests, we do have a hometown hero for this bilingual sound session, Cuco, who just released a new album. It's called Riding. It's an awesome album. It's a bit of a love letter to Los Angeles and his Chicano culture. But again, if this is your first time watching a bilingual sound session, what's up? I'm Byron, the curator. I am the program director and DJ of Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3. We're a public radio station that you can stream online at bilingualsounds.org. And as a public radio station, your viewership really helps us out. Your support helps make all this happen. So again, thank you. And please take it a step further. Like this video. Comment maybe your favorite song, your favorite part of the video, and subscribe. So that would help us out a lot. So as I mentioned, we got Cuco here in studio. Cuco, thank you so much for coming by. And we're going to get down to all the cool things about Riding, which I'm sure you have a lot of stories. But first, let's get into the title track. Cuco's going to go in there and perform Riding just for you. Just for you.
Riding, riding, riding. We'll be riding.
All right, that was the title track, Riding, from the new album. And we got Cuco right here to tell us every little detail of the album. Thank you so much for coming all the way to Northridge, by the way.
Yeah, man, all good.
I know you grew up here in Los Angeles. Did you ever come out to the Valley when you were younger or before?
Yeah, no, I was out here. My mom used to work out in like Sherman Oaks and Encino. And so I would always just kind of kick it out here. I started skating. Then like, I think when I was like 14, 15, I was just on Instagram and like, I'd find like random mutuals. Like, and start following each other and just got cool with some people in the Valley. Like a lot of my close friends live out here in the Valley, so.
That's cool. So yeah. You're kind of a Valley boy, but you know, from Hawthorne.
Yeah, familiarized for sure.
You know, the Valley just tries to claim as many people as they can. You know what I mean? Like, we got a lot of people too. There's people surprised, you know, Karate Kid was up here and all that. So yeah, tell me a little bit about writing the song that you just performed. What kind of came out of that? Give us a little like behind the music of Riding.
Riding was the first track that we wrote on the record, so that was like, it just kind of felt like the Soldies kind of vibe, and all that music felt like it felt like that track really like set the tone on like what the record could be, how it can be kind of perceived. And I'm just like a big like skating, just like cars, so I feel like Riding is just a really appropriate title.
Yeah, and you were kind of saying in some of the interviews that this is like the album you wanted to make because you yourself like listening to oldies and boleros and stuff like that as you're riding in your car. So kind of to that, what are some of the songs you like to listen to while you are riding around?
I listen to a lot of rap or like a lot of metal when I'm actually riding, like when I'm driving. That's really what I listen to all the time, yeah.
So what kind of metal do you
like? Deathcore.
Teach you some death metal, some deathcore.
Yeah, deathcore. That's my vibe. Like Enterprise Earth, Angel Maker. Yeah.
Dude, are people pretty surprised when you tell them that you like metal, especially with them when you're making like a Chicano soul album?
Yeah, I feel like people still get like surprised, but I feel like people like actually like really like listen to me and like are like fans. Like they're like. They already know that like I like metal, so I feel like they just already be knowing like I'm listening to all that stuff.
Yeah, because your last album was pretty psychedelic, and that can kind of lead into like the metal world, and then you just put like little sounds here and there that kind of allude to that version of yourself.
Yeah.
Can we ever hear a Cuco metal album?
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I plan ahead and also don't plan anything ahead. I just kind of like, no, I'm going to keep making music.
Okay, cool. I do want to get down to the sound of this album. Like what was that thing that clicked in your head that you're like, I want to make a Chicano soul album?
I just always wanted to make it. Like I've always been a fan of it, and I seen people were kind of doing that in the scene, and I just felt like I was finally, like my voice is finally ready to like do it. So that's really why I wanted to do it. But I think a lot of my fans probably like saw it coming.
I mean, it's kind of like the romantic lyrics that you've come to be known for, but elevated to this where romantic lyrics really flourish, like the Chicano soul vibe. You're ready to play like Art LeBeau stuff.
Yeah.
You know? How was it an easy transformation for you, and at least in the sound and the produce, like in the studio for you?
Nah, I've talked about this before. That like it felt like I had to really put my voice to work because I had never been used to it. So I had my doubts, but I pushed through.
You pushed through. What did you learn from this experience that you didn't know about yourself before?
I guess I knew my voice got better, but I didn't know how much better it had gotten, and that was nice.
Yeah. So it was mostly your voice.
Yeah, voice. Just seeing him work with like tape machines too was like sick. Like half the time I didn't really know what was going on, but seeing like Simon and Tommy just being on that, it was just cool. I was like, yeah, this is nuts.
Okay. Well, I want to get more into the album. I want to know how hard it was to select the songs for this. I'm sure you had a lot of songs that you had in your pocket to include in writing but couldn't. But let's get into a song that is off of your deluxe album that just got released. So right now, let's get into now released song that is off of Writing Deluxe called Sin Un Corazón.
Si sabes que te quiero, entonces corazón, ¿por qué tú me desprecias? Solo dame una razón. Me está partiendo el alma. Tu respuesta, qué frío es vivir, malicia al amor, maldita crueldad. Y tu traición fue con amor, es mi dolor.
Thank you.
Want to take the SoCal Sound with you anywhere? Download the SoCal Sound app to your mobile device. You could stream the SoCal Sound 24/7. See what song just played on our playlist, listen to an archived show, read an article from our newsfeed, stay up to date, or watch a SoCal Sound session. It's all there, and it's now Apple CarPlay and Android Auto compatible. Download the SoCal Sound app today.
All right, that was Sin Un Corazon, which is off of the deluxe version of Raiden. So yeah, how hard is it to select songs for an album? And how many songs did you originally have down for Raiden?
We might have demoed like 70 songs. Oh, and wow. Then narrowed it down to like 20 and chose 11 for like the main project and then another 6 for the deluxe.
How hard is that? Because like, do you consider all your songs to be kind of like your baby and like...
Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of the songs. And when I say demos, like, it's also differentiated from, like, ideas. Like, a lot of these songs were done. Like, they were, like, pretty much full songs. They were, like, just needed, like, maybe one more verse or, like, something like that. Or yeah, they sounded sick. But there's, like, a lot of tracks that don't even, like, fit in the world of writing that they were just, like, but I might revisit them, I might not. But I get to, like, I don't know. Sometimes I'll just open them up and I'll listen to them and... So I get to just hear some of these songs on my own time in my car, and it's just kind of like it's cool to just look at some songs that didn't make it.
Oh, okay, that's why I always wondered that, because I know people say that they have like 70 songs, and like I would not be able to select that. I can barely do that on my radio show.
I have a lot of music, but I think being able to put a cohesive project together is also what helps be able to. Like find what songs fit and don't fit.
Yeah, and then these songs that got added on afterwards for the deluxe, was that always planned or you released Raiden and you're like, you know, I really want these songs in there?
It was kind of planned. We had like 2 songs for the deluxe. We were like, but we just kept working and we decided to put those out. It just would have felt like too much too if we would have kept adding more songs as like the album dropped. And some of these songs were like so powerful, like the one, like Hey There With Baby Rose is like, I think that song also deserves its own moment to just be listened to on like the deluxe and absorbed. So,
yeah, I heard like somewhere were like a little bit more bolero kind, like the sounding.
Romantica.
Like a romantica, yeah. Right? And did your collaboration with Adrian Quesada help that kind of push that forward too, or it was kind of separate?
And then, it was like separate, but it was happening around the same time. So like getting on the record with Adrian was like, I was like, this is literally what I'm doing right now. So like, let's just run it.
Great mind think alike, right?
Yeah.
It was sick. I got to see Adrian Quesada and you perform with him. That was awesome.
Yeah. No, it's a vibe, man. Shout out to Adrian, dude.
Yeah. And also the record producer that you worked with, Thomas Berknan, Brennan or
Brennick?
Brennick.
Yeah.
How was it working with him? Because I know he's great, like also in that sound, like with the Boodles Band, Sharon Daptones. How was it with, did it feel natural?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing, bro, is like, I mean, he's a monster, bro. He's so good at what he does, but also he's just cool. He's just cool people, man. He's like, he's not more or less than like, what he presents himself to be. Like, you say what's up, and he's just like, what's up? Like, like he's just the coolest guy, and then you just know he's so good at what he does, and then you just get in there, you jam out, and just brings, like, a perfect vibe to the whole, like, setup.
Yeah, well, it sounds fucking awesome throughout the whole thing, dude.
Yeah.
Again, your work with Thomas was just amazing.
Yeah, no, Tommy's a walking giant, dude. He's sick.
Did you ever think, you know, 15-year-old Kuko, would you ever think 26, 27-year-old Kuko would be doing this?
I have no idea.
No.
I couldn't even imagine. I couldn't even tell you that 50-year-old me would have thought that, like, I was even going to be playing for more than, like, I didn't even know if I was even playing shows, man. I don't know. I don't know what I was going to do.
Yeah, to be now.
I had no idea, bro.
At the Greek. Going overseas.
Bro, it's crazy, dude. Like, yeah, I think about that. Like, seeing people, like, I'm making these songs in my parents' room, and then now it's just like venues being sold out. I'm grateful, bro. I'm super grateful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's in your lyrics, it's in your sound, it's your demeanor, too, man. So congratulations.
Appreciate that, bro. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's get into another song off of the deluxe. It's Dreaming. here with Cuco. All right, that was Dreaming, which can be found now on the deluxe edition of Raiden. Once again, Raiden is out everywhere. Go check it out. And Cuco's on tour. You got extensive tour dates. How do you feel about that? Is this like your largest tour yet?
I feel like we've done longer tours, but it's pretty long. It's like 2 months that we're going to be out.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, it's you feel it, but you don't. Like, once you kind of get the flow of it, like, you learn how to, like, be on the road again, like, and you get in the flow. And I enjoy tour now. Like, I used to not like it. Like, I just had bigger issues back then. But now, like, being able to just, I'm also just around really, like, good people. And, yeah, and it's cool to, like, be, like, just going to different cities, and it's kind of trippy that like the music has reached those cities.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a lot of fun. I mean, just setting up here for the session here, it looks like everybody was just playing around, having fun, and you got a great group of musicians.
Yeah, no, those are the homies.
Give them a shout out. Give them a shout out on the screens here.
Oh yeah, man. On this tour, man. Big shout out to Fern, Eliza, Blue, and Denny. The boys in the band right now, and we're just jamming, man. Jamming, having a good time.
Jamming and joking around.
Oh yeah,
that's what's up. Now you're also going internationally. How are you looking forward to a specific international date? Maybe a place you've never been. I know that France is on the schedule as well. Spain.
Yeah, we played those last year. Yeah, we did that.
You like those places?
Yeah, sick. I mean, I really like Stockholm. I can't remember if we're going there or not, but well, we did Stockholm last year, and that was incredible. I would love to play in like Italy or like Japan. That's like on my bucket list.
I heard you're a Japan fan.
Yeah, no, I love
Japanese culture.
And yeah, everything. I love
sushi.
Yeah, I love. I mean, yeah, sushi, but also like just like the. That's a lot of fashion and like the cars. Just like walking out there, the architecture is incredible. Like the way, like you just interact with people, and it's a lot different. But also in like, I mean, but Italy, you know what I mean? Like it's entirely different. Like I went to Czech Republic, I went to like just different places, and I was in Colombia, Puerto Rico, and Germany, and just on vacation. And those places are incredible. Like every place has its own thing. So. But there's some places I've gone that I love, and I've never played a show there, so I'm now like, I want to play shows there, so.
You're like, hey, tour manager.
Yeah.
It's over here. Look at my vacation itinerary. Let's go.
I know, right?
especially in Japan. I mean, Chicano culture out there is huge.
Like, yeah.
People really are akin to that. And so with a Chicano soul album, I'm sure it'll sell out, like.
Yeah.
You know, people fucking bust down the door or something. But yeah, they're not. They're respectful anyway.
Yeah, no, it's cool though. It's just cool, man. I don't know. It's just trivia to like reach those markets. Like we did Jakarta, we did Singapore and Thailand. Those were amazing shows. Those shows were mind blowing.
Cool. I do want to end the interview with some like questions that we get to know you a little bit more. Growing up, what was an album that you could not put down?
It's a controversial one right now because of everything going on, but Graduation by Kanye, like that record was like shifted a lot of things for me.
Lights, fashion.
Yeah,
lights. I like that.
Lonerism by Tame Impala, Hypnotize and Mesmerize and Toxicity and the self-titled album by System of a Down, like all those were some of my favorite records. That's a bunch, man. That's a bunch, yeah.
I'm sure you're a big music head.
Yeah, I'm a music fan, like actual music fan. Like it's not like that's what I tell people, like I like going to shows, I like going finding music. Like it's like a actual passion of mine that because I don't know, man. Everything is just so different.
Yeah, same here. Like I'm looking for that high where you're like I knew that guy before he blew up.
Yeah.
Type of thing too.
No, 100%. Yeah. I'm always finding like a bunch of random like artists and stuff. And it's just cool to like see them expand and see like what trajectories they take.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And honestly, that was kind of like the interesting path that you took when I was started listening to you. I think I started listening to when you released like One and Only and like Honda CRV and all that. It was.
Yeah.
Kind of like.
It's like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Also wondering, are you a believer of aliens?
Yeah, I think aliens are real for sure.
Yeah. How about Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, maybe, debatable.
La Llorona?
La Llorona? Maybe. I think myth, like all that stuff, I don't really know. Aliens though, I think for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, real.
Yeah, we're so close to just seeing one.
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah. What was like, if you didn't do music, what do you think you'd be doing? Or like,
I'd still be in doing something creative. I draw, I do video, I do visual art, I do photography, I do tons of things, and like, I think I do it all very proficiently because I love all those things. Mm-hmm. And I honed in on music because obviously, like, I love that and it was going well. But I genuinely felt like if I would have honed in on something else, if the music wouldn't have worked out, like I would have passionately been successful at one of like the other things. Like I genuinely think that because I think I love all that fashion too. Like I maybe made some clothes, I don't know, something, but it would have had to be creative, but I'm too dumb to do anything else.
Hey, you can still do all that things too, you know?
Yeah, no, I still do it. It's hobbies though. Like I even like posting it, like I'm still weird about it now because then people like will find like I had made a page just to like post like my art, and then like people found some of my visuals, started using it for like their own stuff. So it's like weird. It's like
stole it.
Yeah, so then it just gets to a point where I'm like, man, I'm just not gonna post anything. Like I just keep my own photos and hobbies, start keeping it to myself. So, but it's better that way because I enjoy it.
You can't let anybody take over it because then you won't enjoy it as much, I guess.
Yeah, so it's just all those things, like I just keep them as like my hobbies that I do.
Cool.
On the side, yeah.
I think the last question I got for you, what's like your favorite food?
My favorite food? I mean, obviously, bro, like whenever my grandma makes mole, my mom makes chilaquiles, dude. Like I could probably eat that every day.
What kind of mole? The sweet kind or the savory kind?
It's the mix of both. The mix of both. Yeah, yeah. My grandma has a crazy recipe. But outside of home, I have way too much food that I like, bro. I'm like a big foodie. But right now, in this moment, I've been eating a lot of pasta.
Pasta.
Pasta is my favorite. Like any type of truffle pasta is my jam.
No wonder you want to go to Italy.
Yeah. Ooh.
The carbonara out there.
Or oxtails.
Oxtails.
Making oxtails. Wicked.
Oh yeah, they're spicy too sometimes.
Yeah, with plantains, rice and peas.
Yeah.
Yeah, my shit.
Bomb. Well, I think we have some similarities there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I can't go a week without sushi.
I feel that. I love sushi. I love, raw fish is my favorite type of fish.
Yeah, it's so
I can't, good. Yeah, like, I like cooked fish, but raw fish is my, like, that's my favorite type of fish.
Yeah, with some soy sauce, some wasabi, bomb.
Hell yeah.
So you definitely Italy, Japan. I've been to Japan too, so.
Yeah, Japan is the best, yeah. I love Japan, I love Italy. I drove through Italy, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
that's
a road trip, so.
Hey, well, it was great talking to you finally. I've been listening to your music for the longest and finally got you here.
So hell yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the writing too, man. I know it wasn't just for me, but for all the fans, you know?
Hell yeah, man. It's a culmination of just the years, dude. I felt like it all leads up to this, and then whatever's going on now is going to lead up to whatever comes next. So
yeah.
I'm excited because I have no idea where I'm going next.
You got to let the music talk to you, right?
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Exactly.
Awesome, man. Kuko, thank you so much
appreciate
for coming.
Appreciate you, bro. Yeah. Thank you, bro.
And for the fans out there, we got one surprise last song, which is Para Ti. So stick around after this. And thank you again for watching and subscribe.
Let's go.
Thank you, Kuko.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you.
Masoquista, rosa fresita. Entre todas tus espinas, quiero sangrar. No me quieres, yo te adoro, linda Conchita. Tu desprecio me mantiene como un animal. Duele conocerte, duele ser un hombre fuerte, pero en fin, ¿quién soy para ti? Sonrisa, mi chiquitita, no me dejas respirar, todo lo hago mal, matarías a cualquiera, mi loquita, si me verías. sometime now, you better find a way to pay it. Tell it in my heart, I swear to God that you've been getting so invasive.
So invasive.
Never satisfied. Oh. Why you gotta cry? Oh. Let me go, go, go. Oh. Let me go, go, go. Oh. I don't wanna be the one to say it, baby, but this is so wrong. So wrong. She was always saying,
SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.